Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkindale, Church of Scotland minister in the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Don't believe everything you hear was the gist of the message of last Sunday's sermon, thinking on what John was saying in the first letter in chapter 4. And in these days of fake news and lies and scams and spam, we can relate to something of the issue 2,000 years ago, when it was a question of sorting out the true prophets and the false prophets, the true messages of the gospel of Jesus Christ and those that were false. How do we distinguish between what is right and wrong, what is truth and what is falsehood? Charles Spurgeon, who interestingly is said to have preached in these parishes in the Church of Kingairloch when he was visiting Lismore, Charles Spurgeon apparently once said something along the lines of, "The problem is not so much sorting out what's right from what's wrong, but sorting the right from the almost right." John, in his letter, goes on to speak of love. And in that thought, I think we have the yardstick against which we measure right and wrong. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Whoever loves is a child of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Is it loving? It's true. Is it not loving? It's false. Over recent days, I have met with a number of couples celebrating their love, one anniversary blessing service at Ardgour Church earlier in the week, and meeting up with a couple at Kingairloch Church, a beautiful setting for a wedding ceremony, preparing for a wedding many months hence. In this Linked Parishes podcast, the hope is that we will share some news from these three parishes, Ardgour, Morvern and Strontian, but also think a little of the wider church. At this year's General Assembly, there was discussion of a strategic plan that was brought from the Council of Assembly. It was actually not accepted, but it wasn't accepted on the basis that we need even more radical change. That the church needs to change is not in doubt, said the convener of the Council of Assembly. The organisation can only facilitate God's mission through people in community. And around these parishes here, as in parishes the length and breadth of Scotland and beyond, we want to find new and radical ways to engage with today's society. It's not that the message of the gospel of Christ has changed in any way, but goodness, our society, the way in which people engage with so many different things, is changing. And so on that basis, we are doing some different things around these parishes. So looking ahead to the summer 2018, starting furthest away, one of those things that's been happening for many years, in fact this will be the 41st annual Ardgour Parish Horticultural Show, and that will be happening on the 25th of August, and doors open to the public for at 2:45 on that day, 25th of August. Here's something a little more radical. On the 19th of August, again in Ardgour and at the Village Hall, in the Memorial Hall, we will have our first cafe church. Church, but not as you've known it before. There'll be all the usual aspects of worship. There'll be hymns and songs to sing, some familiar, some will be new. And there will be prayers, but not so much the prayers led from the front, but prayerful, engaging activities. There'll be different things to engage in, something for all ages. It will be informal. It's very much a family thing. It will start 10 o'clock, but with gathering from 9:30 for breakfast. There'll be bacon rolls, there'll be sausages, there'll be tea and coffee for us to enjoy. And then from 10 until about 11, doing church in a very different way. So we're going to be running that once a month from August through until December. Another thing happening in August on the 14th is a visit from our MP, Ian Blackford, MP at Westminster. And as part of the SCPO, Scottish Churches Parliamentary Office Initiative Meet Your MP, we will meet at the shop car park at 2 o'clock in Struntian. In the car park, there's a signpost pointing in various directions. One of the directions points towards the church, and we'll take a walk around the village. We'll certainly take in the church, probably the primary schools, old and new, and ending up at the Arundel Centre later in the afternoon for afternoon tea and an opportunity to have conversation with Ian Blackford, our MP. And so that's very much open to all the community. We hope that many people will come along and meet at 2 o'clock on the 14th of August. On the 29th of July, with it being the fifth Sunday of the month when the linked parishes come together for one service, we'll be at Struntian on that occasion. Struntian Church at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, so a change in the usual worship times. The usual worship times, of course, being Ardgour at 10 o'clock, Keele Church in Morvern at 12, Struntian at 4, and worship at Kingairloch on the second Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock, and also on the fourth Sunday of the month through until September. But on the fifth Sunday, just the one shared service at 11 o'clock. So the 29th of July at Struntian, and then at the end of September, it will be the fifth Sunday joint service at Struntian. We're moving backwards, so back to this coming weekend is the Morvern Gala Games, kick off the Gala Week for Morvern. And on Saturday there'll be children's sports, there'll be all sorts of different community stalls and events, ice cream, face painting, dancing displays, the Mull and Iona Pipe Band will be there. There'll be chainsaw carvings, live music, and lots for everyone. And during Gala Week, the Tuesday to the Wednesday, 17th to the 19th, Keele Church will be open for teas and coffees, 10:30 until 4, and there will be some displays around the theme of remembering. In this centenary year, marking the end of the First World War, there will be a World War I display. We'll be remembering Morvern, old and new, in photographs and memorabilia. And with the help of Lochallen Primary School, there will be a Viking display. And we'll also be remembering others, remembering a partner congregation in Zambia, in the parish of Emmersdale near Lusaka. There is one of the outlying communities there, the community of Mafua, where they are hoping to put in a borehole so that they can get cleaner, fresher water. And the Presbytery of Lochaber has set about a target to raise £4,500 to allow this community in Zambia to put in the borehole. So there'll be information about that project and an opportunity to give towards it. So that's Tuesday to Thursday next week, 17th to 19th of July at Keele Church. Thank you for listening to the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of what's on and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk or on Facebook and Twitter at AKSM Parishes. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes. aksm.org.uk/podcast for full details.